Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shaney. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
My zip code?
Yes, please.
33573. Let's try that one because I've got another one too.
Thank you for that. May I have the first and last name, please?
Stephen Wilhelm.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Wilhelm. I have located an account here for you. Can you verify your address?
1607 Layton Court, Sun City Center, Florida. And if that's not the right one, I got another one too because I'm moving two places.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that verification. That is the address that I do have on this account. This is for our Hype watch that was ordered back on the 11th of this month. The Hype watch as well as the earbuds. You pay the shipping and handling price for the watch, $792, and the earpods,
$597. And what was the total on the bill?
The total at the time of the initial order is about $1,389.
All right. Well, the bill that I'm showing that I've got is $54 and some change.
Now, the reason for the $54.97 billing that was applied to the account, the $792 and $597 was a promotionary trial charge for you to try both of your watch as well as your earpods out. It gave you 14 days to go ahead and receive both and do so. Now, when you didn't cancel within your trial, it does bill you the full retail price for both of the watch as well as the earpods. So the $54.97, that is the full retail price for the earpods. And the $59.97, which I'm showing declined, is the full retail price for the watch.
Okay. So that's $54 is for the earpods.
That's correct, sir.
Okay. Now, as far as the watch is concerned, what do I need to do to talk to somebody about that? Because I can't make it sync with my phone.
Okay. As far as instructions on there, I can direct you back to the website so that way you can go on there and read the directions on how to get it set up.
Okay, well, they sent me directions, but all these directions that they end up in send is so fine and there's small print, you have a hard time understanding it. But, I mean, I was able to do that, but it doesn't say what kind of app I'm supposed to get. I downloaded an app.
Okay, the app is called WearFit 2.0.
It's called what?
It's WearFit. That's WEARFIT.
WEARFIT.
Mm-hmm. 2.0.com. No, that is the app that you'll go into your app store to download.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, see, that's not. They had one that was like Fit Pro or Pro Fit or something like that, and of course that didn't work.
Okay. Well, try that one and see if it'll go ahead and work for you. Again, I'm showing Mr. Wilhelm that the $59.97 charge did decline. Is that charge in dispute at this time with your bank or your card issuer?
Well, I got a thing. Now, is that from Blaze somebody?
For the amount of $59.97?
I don't know. I'll have to look and see. It was a text message I got, and
so you were alerted from your bank of the charges.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they said they were going to decline them,
okay.
And then they would cancel my card and send me a new card.
Okay.
But anyway, on the watch thing, who do I need to call if that don't work?
If you could go ahead and try the new app that I gave you, if it doesn't work, you can give us a call back here at customer service and we can see if we can walk you through it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But as far as the charge of the $59.97, Mr. Wilhelm, I did go ahead and get the account canceled out so you don't have to worry about being billed that charge of the $59.97.
Okay. Yeah, I thought the there wasn't any charge for the watch.
Unfortunately, that was the out of trial charge that was for the watch. But what I'll go ahead and do for you at this time is I'll go ahead and issue a full refund as well of your $54.97 that you were billed.
Okay. Well, that'll be fine. I appreciate that. And then the watch was, so the watch was not put on there, but I think the charge did decline. Okay.
Yes, sir. So they just gave you the telephone number to advise you to give us a call first.
No, they didn't. I got this off of where it was billed.
Okay, you know, when you got that text message, you went onto the account and got the customer service number?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Well, I did go ahead and issue that full refund for the $54.97 that you were charged. That refund, it may take about 3 to 5 business days before you do see that go back to the car that was billed. Your account is fully canceled. I do have a confirmation number for you if you're ready for that.
Okay.
All right. It's going to be 0, C as in Charlie, 217-28.
217?
Mm-hmm.
28, okay.
C as in Charlie, the number 9, A as in Apple.
That it?
That's it.
Okay, so it's 0, C as in Charles, 217-28, C as in Charles, 9A.
That's correct. Is there anything else that I may help you with?
No, that'll take care of me. Now, you said the account was canceled.
Yes, sir. I had to cancel out the account so that way that would cancel that decline charge of the $59.97 so the system wouldn't go forth with trying to rebill you that amount.
Okay. All right. Now, what was the name that was coming across that the bank would get? I had something from Blaze somebody.
Now, that's probably our billing company, but the two charges that you were billed is $54.97 and $59.97.
$59.97 and $54.97.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The $59.97 charge is the one that declined, and the $54.97 is the one that went through, but I did issue a full refund for that amount. And you should see that go back to the account within about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. That'll be fine then. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Is there anything else that I may help you with?
That'll take care of me.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.